We have got a theme at the moment, and it is rejoice. It is rejoice. And you know what, Hannah, just Hannah talking about when she was a confident, bubbly, joyful when she was a kid, so was I. I was as well. And I remember I had a picture of seven-year-old me getting home from school, dropping my bike in the driveway, running in, getting my togs and running down in the river rapids and just jumping in, because that's just, yeah, I don't know. That's not a great thing now that I think about it. Seven, but I could swim, so it didn't matter. There was no one home. I didn't even tell anybody I'd gone to the river. But yeah, so not real smart at that time either. But the joy, you know, there was just confident, real confident. And then what happened, I moved. I used to live with my grandparents, and then I moved when I was 11, 12 years old to Wellington. And the change of environment, the change of the people around me and events that happened there just knocked the joy right out of me. Oh, I just was no longer that. I became fearful and scared. And I mean, that's the place where a lot of the whole, I got bullied at school, and there was a lot, you know, quite a bit of racism. I was one of two Māoris in the school. It was a school of 1,000. So I really did get picked on at that time, and it really did. It that joy, just like, it was gone. And it took me a long, long, long time to come back. And that's the reason why I played a lot of sports, because it was an outlet for me. And I just didn't, you know, but it did. It took a long, long time, because there was pain and shame and guilt and all the stuff which can steal your joy. It really can. If you've got that going on, it can steal your joy. So then I came along to church, and honestly, public speaking would be the last thing I'd be doing. I hated it. Even the thought of it, I hated it. I had a job where I was supposed to do public speaking when I worked for the government, but I trained someone to do it. I trained them to do the public speaking. I wrote it all, they said it. So it was, you know, there's ways around things at the time. But I think, you know, really God was on the move on the inside of me even then, even though I didn't want to, but the fear stopped me. So when I come to Jesus, like, even then, the thought of me being up here was like, don't think so, no way. I like to hide behind a barbecue or hide behind making someone a cup of tea or something. I like that. I really enjoyed serving God, but I didn't want to be here. But do you know, with my relationship with God, like, he freed me. He freed me from the fear that I had, and he put joy on the inside of me. So much so, like, man, I just get giddy with excitement. Like, when we're worshiping God, I'm like, woohoo! You know, there's a woohoo on the inside. I know it's scary what's happening on the inside of me right now, but that's the joy of the Lord, because he is my strength. He is. So today, we're going to be talking about rejoicing. You might be here today and you don't have a relationship with God. That's fine. You know, a little bit later, I'm going to give you an opportunity to make one, because I've got to say, it was the best decision I ever made. It turned me back to who God created me to be in the first place. And now I am. I'm that bubbly, joyful, woo, 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 confident person again. And I'm not afraid of it, because that's who God made me to be. So yeah, there you go. Let's close our eyes. We're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father, that you're here. I thank you that you love us. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Even right now in this moment, you're pouring out your love. Oh, your presence. Thank you, Father, that your word is alive. It's living and it's powerful. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to touch hearts tonight, that you're going to bring revelation, that you're going to reveal to us everything that we need to know tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice is, it's an expression of great joy. That's what rejoicing is. Like happiness, it's that feeling you get when things are going well. We've all been happy before. It's based on our circumstances. Oh, all my ducks are in a row. That I'm happy. That's awesome. Oh, yeah, that's great. That all worked out. Someone was on time. Oh, that's awesome. We're happy. It's an outward expression. Joy It's a deep sense of it's a deep sense of delight, of pleasure, of gladness, of well-being that's independent of our circumstances. It's an inner feeling. In John 10:10, it says, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I, Jesus, came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." We're meant to enjoy life. You know, many people have goals and dreams, but often they don't enjoy the journey of getting there. We're supposed to enjoy our life the whole time, not just when we reach what we're after, all the way through. We're meant to enjoy life. And it's meant to be a full, vibrant, colorful life. Vibrant, like just colors, like a kaleidoscope, like colors. Life is meant to be colorful and alive and bouncing. Yeah, bouncing, that's it. Like that's it, and it's overflowing. So that means we're meant to not only have joy in us, but it's got to be that much that it gets on us and then it gets on others. It gets on everyone around us. Everyone around us, there's a joy. I just feel the joy now because I'm joyful. I can feel it starting to like ooze out of me because I'm excited and I'm joyful. But that's what we're meant to be, an overflowing joy. In Philippians 4:4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." The book of Philippians, it's known as the happiest book in the Bible. The words joy and rejoice, they occur more frequently in Philippians than any other book in the New Testament. And do you know the person who wrote that, the Apostle Paul, he was in prison. That's right. And he wrote that happy book because he found joy not in his surroundings, but in his unshakable, because he was anchored in Jesus. That's where his joy came from. So my first point is rejoicing is a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice. Like tonight, you might be here and you think, you know what, I'm not feeling rejoicing. You're going to be by the time you walk it out because you can choose to be. It's up to you. It's your choice. It's a choice. Paul in Acts 16:25, it says, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them." Paul in jail again, right there. But they're praying and they're singing hymns to God. Yeah. Praying is it. They weren't rejoicing because everything was going great. They were in prison. They'd been beaten, humiliated, and locked up. But they chose to praise God anyway because they knew the joy wasn't about their circumstances. It was about their trust in God, that God was in control. And this is what happens. In Acts 16:26, it says, "Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose." Rejoicing brings breakthrough. It does. When Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang, the prison doors flew open. Your joy has the power to open doors in your life. It does. And chains came loose. So your joy has the power to break chains that have bound you, held you back, whatever it is. Joy is a weapon. It is. Joy is a weapon. So like Paul and Silas, like sometimes you've got to pray and sing before your miracle comes. Sometimes you've got to pray and sing to get yourself out of that anxiety, out of that whatever is going on, out of the little funk you might be in. I mean, I do it myself. I can say that because I get in a funk every now and again. But I just like put some music on and like, yeah, I'll get into it. Or I get my guitar out that goes flat in 15 minutes. And apparently, is that true, Joy? Nah. See? Yeah, nah. Yeah, I get my guitar out. Actually, the first song that I learned on a guitar was Silent Night. That was before I was a Christian. And then the first song I learned as a Christian was Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Yeah, come on. So good. So just talking about that. So that's what I mean. I can get with my guitar and even be a little bit asleep and stuff, and I'd be quiet there. And then I just like jinga jacka jinga and off I go. Like I'm like, yo, yeah. Yeah, even if I'm tired, doesn't take long and I'm awake. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome. All right. So that's the first one. Like, rejoicing is a choice, not a feeling. It's not a feeling. You can choose. You've got to remember that. Just choose it. You can choose it. Second one is to be thankful. Oh, there's joy that goes on when you're thankful. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18, it says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Always be joyful. You can learn to be joyful. Like, yeah, why wouldn't you want to be joyful? Be thankful. You know, gratitude can change your whole perspective of how you live your life. I read a book 20 years ago, or maybe over 20 years ago, and it was about gratitude, doing a gratitude journal and writing down at the end of each day five things that I'm grateful for. I've been doing that since then, every day. Because I love it. It changes my perspective. Even when I've had real crap days, and I've had some of them, even when I've been really scratching to write five things down, I've been able to do it. It is not hard. I mean, sometimes I've got to get on back to the, I'm grateful to have arms. I'm grateful to have legs. I'm grateful that my heart beats. But I'm still grateful for those things. But, you know, that's what I mean. If I'm scratching around, I'll just head back to, I'm grateful to have legs that walk. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful I can play the guitar. Yeah. Whatever. So it doesn't matter how bad your day is. You can find something to be grateful for. I'm thankful that I'm breathing. Yeah. So I've written that down. I used to do it in journals, but now I've got an app on my phone. It's the gratitude app. And I use that because you can put photos in it too. Hey, look, this was just last week. I was grateful because I went to a Christmas party, one of our group Christmas parties. So I put a photo of that in there. Yeah, it's really good. I was grateful. I went to two parties on the same day. Hey, yeah, that was very joyful. That it was easy to come up with. I think, but you know, if you really think about it, there's so much to be grateful for. It is easy to be grateful. We should be grateful for our family, for your parents, regardless of your relationship with them. They're the reason that you're here. So there were times where I found it pretty tough to be grateful for my parents, but I'm real grateful for my parents now. I just had to work at it, but I am. We get on really good now. So I'm grateful for my sons, like your kids. You'd be grateful for your kids. I'm so grateful for my sons. I'm grateful for them. Like from the day that they were born, they've enriched my life. So be grateful for your kids. You know, sometimes you might have even struggled to fall pregnant at some time, but then you got a kid and it's like, oh, that, and you forget. Just that you should be grateful when they're crying and keeping you awake or being a pain in the neck where they grow up and they start talking back to you. But you're still grateful, all right? There's always something to be grateful for. Be grateful for your kids. You should be grateful for our friends, the fun times, the good times, the tough times that they've helped you through, you've helped them through. You should have gratitude even to help someone through their tough times. Yeah, they help you, you help them. You add value to someone else's life. I'm grateful for that, adding value. So, yeah, and then, yes, health. Grateful health. Grateful for your legs and your arms and your feet and your hands and your toes. It's like hokey pokey, is it? Put your left leg in. But you are. But then do you know what? Sometimes we're only thankful for the things we see, not the things that are underneath. And our hearts, all our vital organs, you actually can't see them. So we need to be grateful for them. So when you're eating that KFC, think about all that. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm just doing that so you could go and get KFC for dinner. That was for you, Josh, because that's what he does. If KFC is mentioned, KFC for dinner, right there. Yep. There it is. And, you know, in thinking about that, sometimes the people that we should be grateful for are also hidden, just like that. Some of the most vital people in our lives are hidden. So it's good to think about, wherever you are, who should I be grateful for? Who enriches my life? Who does it and they? I haven't really even thanked them for it. That sort of thing. Not because you're being selfish, but because they're hidden. All the people that are hidden. So thankful for a roof over your head, like your home, the bed that you sleep in. I'm so thankful for aircon. Oh my goodness, yeah, are you today? Amen for the aircon today. You're a hit, aircon. We love you. Thank you so much. But, you know, I saw this on a Red Cross article, and it said, if you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, then you are richer than 75% of this world. And then it goes on to say, if you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in a dish somewhere, then you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. Whoa, whoa. So yes, we're grateful, aren't we? Gosh, don't you feel rich now? Like really, we're grateful. When it's amazing, it just changes your perspective when you go with thankfulness, with gratitude. Grateful to be employed. And this is another thing. You know, you can pray like, oh, I really need this job. I'm praying. And then you get it. And then, you know, a couple of months go down and you forget that you ought to be grateful because, oh my gosh, can't believe it. That boss did this and blah, 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 and I can't believe it. Blah, blah, blah. Like, there comes a time, and there does, and this is what we have to watch, where you can have prayed for something, where you got to do something, and now it's you have to do it. I have to get up and go to work. I have to. When you have an attitude like that, it's hard, it's tough, it's rugged. It's better to go with, thank you, God, I got a job, I'm going to get paid, I'm going to be able to pay my rent. Yes, yes, I can do it, I can do it. But so have a heart of gratitude, of thankfulness. Oh my goodness, it's so good. I mean, I love my job personally. I do. I love it. I really do love it. I'm not just saying that because I'm up here and I work here. No, I'm not. No, but I do. I might be saying that, but no, I'm not joking. No, so be thankful for your finances. Do you know what? It doesn't matter. You might think, I've got so much debt, but there's someone worse than you. There's always someone worse off than you are, and there's always someone better off than you are. Be grateful for where you are and ask God to help you. That's right. Be grateful. Oh, I'm grateful for mobile phones because you can ring up. I can ring up my dad in Sydney and I can FaceTime him and see his ear because he just holds it up the whole time. I'm like, Dad, bring it in front of your face. Oh, anyway, but I'm grateful for mobile phones. I'm grateful for electricity. Can you imagine? Honestly, I think that when there was a storm, blew the electricity out, oh, couldn't come back on fast enough. I'm thinking like, how long is this going to take? I'm looking, you know, I'm thinking, what is going on? There's no Wi-Fi, there's no this. Yeah, it's not a great thing. That's because we get used to it. We should be grateful for electricity because without it, we wouldn't have the aircon. That's right. So we're grateful. We're grateful. We should be grateful for running water. That we just go to the tap and like, yeah, here we go. Well, some people, they've got to go to a well and get the water out. And it might not even be clean water. Not some people here in the room. I'm saying some people in the world don't have clean water. So it's great to have clean water that we can just turn the tap on. It's great to have flushing toilets, isn't it? Amen. Amen. If you've been to Thailand or Vietnam or somewhere like that with those little squatty things, ugh, not exciting. Anyway. It's great to have. There's so many. Do you see how easy it is to be grateful? It's grateful to go on holidays. It's great. There's so many things that. And do you know what? I'm even grateful for tough times. Mainly because they made me who I am. If everything was swimming, you know, go swimmingly, I've learned so much more from my tough times than I have from times that were just all like ducks in a row. Because that hasn't happened much anyway, the ducks in a row. But you do. You learn a lot from tough times. And they do. They make you resilient. They build you up. They make you stronger. What doesn't, you know, kill you makes you stronger. I don't like that saying, but it is true. I've found that to be true. So, you know what? The word, when you actually say thank you, there's just something about that. So I just want you to turn to the person next to you and say thank you. You can turn to the other side as well, because poor Jai's sitting there looking like not grateful. Do you see just how easy it is to say thank you? And there's something about it, especially when you're specific about what you're thankful for. And do you know what? We should be extravagant in our appreciation of people. I mean, I'm thankful for you, Tegan. Like, I just love your bubbliness. Like, and at Alpha, you're all in this, and you come every Sunday. And like, but you're just fun to be around. I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for you. You know, I'm thankful for you, Hope. Like, Hope, like, you're like, yeah, you're like this party girl. Like, you've always got a bounce in your step, though. You have. You've always got a bounce in the step and a smile on your face. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you, Seth, like, making up that decision to get water baptized and getting water baptized. Like, come on. We should be so appreciative and thankful for the people around us. So thankful that you're all here, because otherwise I'll be talking to myself. But I am. I know. But there's, you know, do you know that sometimes there's many things to be grateful for, but I've found that sometimes it's not until you lose something that you realize you should have been grateful for it before. And then when you get it back, then you are grateful. A few years ago, I had pain in both of my knees. I was waking up in the morning and I felt like my knee caps were pushing out the other side. Oh, it was painful. It was terrible. I'm thinking, what is going on? Because it just started, and I'm thinking, oh no, am I getting arthritis? No way, what the heck? So I go to the doctor, nothing. So I go to my chiropractor, and he looks at the x-rays and that, and he goes, no, there's nothing. He says, what you need to do is you need to go to Pilates. He goes, because it'll build the muscle around your knees. And anyway, I started going to Pilates. I reckon within like 2 months, no more pain, not waking up. But I'm so grateful that I went to him. I love my chiropractor. He's awesome. He's an amazing guy, but he is so good. He's fixed my neck up. He's fixed my back up. He's fixed my knees up. But, you know, I just need fixing up. Like, but Jesus, he's fixed my head up. That's the main thing. Like, but do you see, when you have pain somewhere, when it goes, oh, my goodness, it's so good. It's so good. So if you've been in pain, just be grateful when you get rid of it. Ask God to heal you. So in Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say so to him. Bless and affectionately praise his name. Be thankful and say so to him. Bless and affectionately praise his name. We're going to be doing that soon. Oh, I'm so thankful for God. Thankful. Let's be thankful. Acknowledge him and all the good things that he's done for you. I'm thankful that I know him, that he's healed me, he's restored me, he loves me, he accepts me, he approves of me. I've had miracles in my life. I'm so thankful. In all sizes, big miracles, little baby-sized miracles, whatever. I'm so thankful for everything, because he cares about the big and the small. He cares about everything. He cares about the hair on our head. Wow, that's a lot of counting. Oh, he's pretty good. He cares about things. So, you know what? If there are people in your life that you appreciate, say so. Just like we say to God, we appreciate him, say so. If you're thankful for something with your spouse or your kids or your parents or your friends, say so. Because you know what? We're not mind readers. And it'll be amazing how much it will bless people and bless God to hear you say it. Let it come out of your mouth. So those are my two things. We can have the band back up, please. Rejoicing is a choice and not a feeling. And to be thankful. Well, we're going to do some rejoicing. That's right. I've set the ban up here. We're going to start like doing the wiggly worm. What do you call it?